Chairman is going to do when she gets a little more power and Governor Sisolak gets a little less power. What is going to happen? Is the governor going to step down? Is the governor going to cede, you know, power to these local communities? He seems power-driven. I want to see this before I'll believe it, okay? Anyway, Dee Mounts, director of Battleborn Patriots, will join us. Coming up in a couple of minutes, I'm Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. President Biden ordered a study on overhauling the Supreme Court, creating a bipartisan commission Friday that will spend the next 6 months examining issues of expanding the court and instituting term limits for justices.
The study will focus on adding seats to the Supreme Court, creating a commission that will spend the next 180 days examining the incendiary political issues of expanding the court and instituting term limits for its justices. In launching the review, Mr. Biden fulfilled a campaign promise that came amid pressure from activists and Democrats to reshape the Supreme Court after its composition moved sharply to the right during President Trump's term. Mr. Trump added three justices to the high court, including conservative Amy Coney Barrett, who was confirmed to replace liberal Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg just days before last year's presidential election. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The House Ethics Committee opened an investigation of Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz, citing reports of sexual and other misconduct by the Florida Republican. The deepening of the scrutiny of the congressman comes as Gaetz has retained two prominent New York attorneys while facing a Justice Department investigation into sex trafficking allegations. During an economic briefing, President Biden paid tribute to Prince Philip, who died today at the age of 99. The president also sent condolences to Queen Elizabeth over Prince Philip's death.
He was a heck of a guy. His lifetime of service to the United Kingdom and the whole Commonwealth was visible to everybody for a long, long time. His bravery, serving in World War II, as well as his being a champion of the environment, as well as the charitable things he set up.
Prince Philip will be laid to rest with all the honors due a prince of the United Kingdom and a consort to Queen Elizabeth II. On Wall Street, the Dow by 297 points. The NASDAQ rose 70. The S&P advanced 31. More on these stories at townhall.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison and Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved in state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison and Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison and Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
It's 4:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. O.J. Simpson and the Cosmopolitan have settled a lawsuit brought on by the former football great, claiming that he was defamed when hotel employees told a celebrity news site that he had been banned from the hotel casino for being drunk and disruptive. Terms of the settlement were not made public. Neither side would comment when asked by the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Cosmopolitan lawyers contended that Simpson could not be defamed due to his tarnished reputation from criminal and civil trials, including his conviction here in Nevada in 2007 for armed robbery and kidnapping. The Electric Daisy Carnival is on as scheduled. A 3-day electronic dance music marathon will happen as planned on May 21st through the 23rd at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Festival officials outlined a series of measures to keep COVID-19 at bay, including the use of a HealthPass mobile app prior to entry, mandatory mask usage, and possible use of COVID-19 scent detection dogs. Organizers say that they expect 180,000 people each night of that 3-day event. That's 90% of their approved capacity of 200,000. And if you're looking for a summer job, Circus Circus is looking to fill 100 jobs. For more info, check out the Circus Circus website.
KZQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Heavy volumes at a couple of areas right now. U.S. 95 North at Ann Road, 215 West at Tenaya. Also, as you try to work through the spaghetti bowl there, 515 eastbound at Main. We're seeing some backups on that transition as you leave Interstate 15 North, merging onto 515 eastbound.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do when he followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. You think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two, live and local. For a Friday, great to have you with us. The weekend is underway for a lot of folks. And by the way, if you live and work in Nye County, congratulations, because you are free. We had word earlier this week that the Battleborn Patriots are helping Nye County, and with the help of a lot of folks in the County Commission, to reopen Nye County. Not at 50% or at 75%, but 100%. Let's find out what that's all about. Dee Mounts joins us, Director of Battleborn Patriots. Dee, first of all, congratulations on a major, major win.
Thank you so much. It feels good.
Tell me what it is you have done with the help of a lot of folks, folks on the county commission, other folks within the administration there. Can you talk a little bit about what has been done?
Yeah, sure. So I partnered up with attorney Joey Gilbert, who is now famous for opening White Pines. And I've been working with him since December with Dan Schenhoffen. The commissioners as well, you know, we love our commissioners, and they did vote 5-0 on Tuesday. But what we did is we opened up the entire county. Instead of 50%, it's 100%. The mask mandate is not mandated anymore. It's up to personal choice, and that includes the businesses here as well. It started effective as soon as they voted, it went into effect. So it was April 6th. Now we're all free and everybody's, you know, getting ready. And I think there's going to be a lot of parties and stuff this weekend.
I would think there would be. Nye County's going to be the place to be. Let me just ask you, though. The governor got a little power crazy during this whole thing. And I'm wondering, did you have any interaction with the governor's office? Did anybody threaten Nye County with losing, you know, state funds or different things like that?
No, not at all. And in fact, Sisolak actually hasn't gone after any of the counties that we've opened. So here we are. We just keep opening. And, you know, Joey's already put three more counties on my list to do. So.
Oh, my God. Can Clark be one of them, please?
Yeah, you know, let's talk about Clark. Can we talk about Clark?
We sure can.
We get a lot of that on our Facebook page, Taking Nevada Back. Clark County people, the residents, they want us to come in and do that. The way it works is if you want Clark open, we need the help of the people. The people have to step up, volunteer, and get some instructions from us so that we can start opening Clark County too, because I'll tell you, we're working on Washoe right now, and it's a migraine, I gotta tell you.
Let me just say, what did you do in Nye County that was duplicated in White Pine and I believe eight counties now that have opened up 100%? What is it you actually did?
Well, what we do is the first step is contacting the commissioners, asking them to open up the county. We offer to write the resolution for them, or they can write the resolution themselves. Then we go out, and while they're working on, you know, trying to get it on the agenda and everything, we go out and talk to all the business owners going, this is what we're doing. We're going to try to open. We need you down. Once we're on the agenda, we need you down in the commissioner's chambers, and you have to speak and tell us why. What's going on? We need to open. Have you lost money? You know, are you losing your home? Can you feed your kids? Things like that. And then at that point in time, when it's on the agenda, of course, the commissioners vote. So far, no one, it's all been 5-0 or, you know, 100% or unanimous in every county so far. So that's how it gets done.
That is incredible. Again, Dee Mounts joining us, the director of Battle Born Patriots. Has there been any blowback? I mean, has there been any pushback from anybody? Or does everybody just believe the time has come that we need to free up?
No. Yeah. Well, my county, there's the majority is very happy about this. Other people are very afraid and still want to wear the mask. And that's what we told them when we hit the press release. That's your choice. That's the American way. Before all of this COVID hit, you had a choice to pick your businesses you want to, you know, go to, wear a mask, you know, whatever. It's always your choice. And it's also the choice of a business if they want to keep the mask mandate included in their store as well. So we did warn everybody about that.
Has anybody in Nye County, have you seen signage or anything saying, hey, we're now 100% open? Have you had anybody that's actually taking advantage of this from a marketing perspective?
No, actually, I haven't seen anybody.
But it's just understood that everybody is open 100%.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That is incredible. That's no, really and truly, because that's something that if again, if I had a business right there on the main drag, I'd have signage up saying, "Hey, we're open 100%," and use that for marketing your own business.
Yeah, well, I know people are putting business names and stuff on Facebook in different groups, saying, "Oh, I went here today and walked in with no mask, and everybody was, you know, cheering." It was kind of like a football, you know, game with these small businesses that people are going in to start shopping again, and they're just cheering everybody coming in with no mask. So it's pretty cool. It is really cool.
Okay, so you say the next on your hit list is Washoe County. What are the challenges up there?
Oh boy, they are not cooperating whatsoever. Washoe County politicians and the commissions and the city council, the mayor, all that stuff. Those guys are all Sisolak guys, so they're not being real cooperative. The school board as well, they're having problems with them as well. They locked out the people the other day. And Joey was trying to get people to come in to a commissioner's meeting. So I haven't even spoken to him about that because this happens so fast, Kevin. It's insane. So basically those are the problems. But, you know, we have enough people that are volunteering to speak and to testify and to help the businesses that we just keep fighting back and forth. And that's the way you do it. You know, you have to fight. You have to be a strong fighter.
Again, D Mounts joining us. And as far as what legally has to happen in all of these counties for this to be legal and for it to be effective?
Well, the legal part is that goes to the DA of each county. So that has to be just the legalese of the language and everything. Our county, it was just over a 7-hour day on Tuesday in my county for this. So our counties talked like 2 hours just on comments. No kidding. So, you know, they've got to get all the legal stuff going on and then sign off on it, and then it goes to Sisolak.
Now, you've got 8 counties already. You're working on Washoe. Anybody else that's in the crosshairs right now for you guys?
Yeah, so I'm working on, this is all at the same time. So I'm working with Washoe, Douglas, Churchill, and Story. And Mineral. Those are the ones, Joey. Yes, I know.
That is amazing. And again, no obstruction from the governor. The governor's fine with this?
Not yet. Well, I don't think he's fine with it. But I think, you know, I think they're just watching what we're doing. So everybody's fighting back. Everybody's ready to fight back stick with their resolutions.
May 1st, he gives up some of his emergency powers, or at least he says he's willing to step away. I guess my question to you is, do you have any idea what that will look like? For instance, here in Clark County, where Marilyn Kirkpatrick is the chair of the Clark County Commission.
Yeah. No, everybody, I know Washoe turned in their report to Sisolak, and it's bad. I mean, I feel sorry for people in Washoe. It is so bad. I know they're promoting, Sisolak is actually promoting percentages of your population to get vaccinated. The more you get vaccinated, the more prizes and presents you get from him. So that's not going to fly. I don't know what Clark is looking at. No one, I've tried to see a resolution. I heard they were writing a resolution, but I haven't seen that. But they also, what people think too, is they think, oh, he's just going to open up 100% May 1st, and he is not. He said that he's going to keep the mask mandate, and he's going to keep the social distancing. So that's not exactly what he said, you know, a month or two ago.
Yeah. I'm curious, what you've done in 8 counties so far, including Nye County just the other day, do you view that as superseding anything the governor might do relative to the mask mandate?
No, not really. I mean, if he does it or whatever.
I just love this. You know, this is democracy. No, this is democracy, and it's the people. It's we the people speaking up and saying we're not going to take this anymore. I wish this had happened 3 months ago, but whatever.
Listen, I started this in December, and it's been a 4-month fight with chest pains and stress, and you name it. You know.
Let me ask you: is there a way that people here in Clark County, if they want to get out from under this thing, is there a way for them to reach out to you?
Yes, they can email me. You have my email. You can go on takingnevadaback.com and sign up under the membership form, and then we can contact you. We'd love to have like 100 people in Clark County want to help us open their county. That would be wonderful.
I think it'd be great. Dee, it's always fun visiting with you, especially when the news is good like this. Thank you so much. Hope you have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks, Kevin. You're the best.
Dee Mounts, Director of Battleborn Patriots, joining us. Stick around. We got a lot to do. Believe it or not, we've got more guests. We've got more fun. And we'll even have I think we'll have the Friday song again, because I think we need it. On AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
More lawyer, less fee.
I'm Attorney Paul Powell. Have you been injured in a crash? Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
"It's Paul Powell"?
Of course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid, and I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gordon Christensen, and if you're a dentist as I am, or you know a dentist, please take a moment to listen. When I became a dentist, I learned how quickly poor oral health can lead to other serious health problems. And for people without access to care, these problems can spiral very quickly. I wanted to help, but I wasn't sure how I could until I joined Dental Lifeline Network. It's a nonprofit that has helped us literally change the lives of people in our communities. DLN asked dentists to volunteer to see just one of the many patients in need in your area. It's very simple. DLN screens those in need and coordinates an initial appointment that takes place in the comfort of the dentist's own office and on their schedule. Right now, there's a wait list for patients in need in your community. I'm asking fellow dentists who will join me in seeing one patient per year.
Learn more about Dental Lifeline Network at willyouseeone.org. That's willyouseeone.org.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Governor Greg Abbott of Texas is my new hero. He and Ron DeSantis are two guys that I think we ought to be looking at for president in 2024. Greg Abbott was on, where was this? This was on Sean Hannity last night on Fox News Channel. This is Cut 5, and he is demanding, he says he's asking, but essentially he's demanding that the federal government close down those child detention centers after allegations of child rape. I mean, it's believe it or not, it's not even a judgment call. Something's going on down in Texas, and you've got thousands of young people, and a lot of them are in that 15, 16, 17-year-old age group. But listen to Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, with Sean Hannity last night.
Yesterday, two state agencies in Texas, the Health and Human Services Commission, as well as the Child Protection Agency in Texas, they each separately received complaints that included allegations about sexual assault of a child. When I tell you that, know that those words were not used. What was used instead was a very specific description about ways in which children were being sexually assaulted, where it was happening, who was doing it, and the horrific things that were being done that I cannot tell you on TV. Here's my point. And that is, the Biden administration knows about this. They knew about it yesterday because we share the information with them. And yet, still nothing is happening. And know also, because it's happening there, it could very well be happening at these other child detention centers. So the Biden administration right now, they are now saddled with child sex assault allegations and doing absolutely nothing about it. And Sean, that's exactly why yesterday I requested the Biden administration shut down this location. Let me tell you something else, Sean. I did not see any security personnel at all. There was not a law enforcement officer, anybody else who seemed like they were a person in charge of or even dealing with securing this location. These could be very dangerous places.
Can I tell you something? Greg Abbott is onto something. And the fact that he is a border governor, he knows probably better than anybody what is going on down there. Something has got to change. Something absolutely has to change. Because the Biden administration isn't doing anything. And in fact, they're making it worse. Because you know what they're doing? They're dealing with capacity rather than the problem. They're dealing with, well, we'll just build more detention centers. You know, we'll do the San Diego Convention Center and the Dallas Convention Center, and we'll make them detention centers. I'm just here to tell you that what they're doing is wrong. They're approaching this all wrong. You should be, for instance, where is Kamala Harris? Kamala Harris should be down along our border telling these people in their own language that this is not working. You should not be coming to America. Not now, not ever. You know, the old thing of don't come here now does not ring true. When people are finding out that when you send these unaccompanied minors to the border, they get to stay. And that makes no sense at all. It's a little scary when you think about it. Now, I promised I'd let you hear Tucker Carlson. He did a great job of fact-checking Biden's gun control speech. And this is cut three. This is Tucker Carlson last night on the Fox News Channel. Here it is.
The thing Biden said was true. We could go down the list, but here are a few highlights to give you the flavor. Biden claimed that firearms purchased at gun shows are exempt from background checks. That's a lie, as anyone who's ever been to a gun show can tell you. Joe Biden claimed that gun manufacturers have total immunity against lawsuits. That's also a lie. Gun manufacturers get sued all the time. Ask them, etc. So it was a speech aimed to mislead rather than to inform. Before he announced how he plans to restrict your Second Amendment rights, Joe Biden wanted